undesirable habits that destroy happiness. To boost your happiness, you have to remove the undesirable traits that destroy your happiness. We all have unique personalities and emotional states. That means we also have different perspectives on what being happy means to us. However, some people don't feel they experience being truly happy and end up searching for true happiness their whole life. It may be because they have unhealthy habits that destroy their emotional well-being. You have to let go of unhealthy habits, even those that you may not even be aware of, as they can rob you of true happiness and take away your joy in living. Remove the habits that destroy your happiness. If you feel you are always looking to be happy, but not feeling or finding it, see if you exhibit any of these traits. If so, it's time to remove them and make the necessary changes. You are pessimistic and only see the negative. Pessimism reigns over you. Do you always focus on the negative side of things or situations, always complain, see the difficulties instead of the opportunities, and put yourself down with negative self-talk? Constantly blaming yourself for everything will block your view of where real happiness can be found. You are not filled with gratitude. It's impossible to not have a reason to be thankful for something in your life. There are small blessings to be had even during times of crisis. Waking up every day is something to be grateful for. Waking up healthy every day, even more so. Unless you practice gratitude, you will always feel ungrateful in life. You won't be content and happy with your life because you don't value the little things you have. You allow fear and hate to overtake you. Fear, for whatever reason, can weaken or incapacitate you in following your dreams and goals in life. Fear of failure is a trait you want to overcome and fast. If you allow hate to overcome you because of painful experiences, it can make you hold a grudge and become bitter and cynical, all of which are unhealthy emotions. If you harbor these emotions, how can you be happy? You compete with others and need to prove you are worthy. Some people have childhood experiences of constantly being compared to their siblings or others that have more talent or intelligence, which resulted in acquiring this habit. Do you feel that you are lacking in something, so you always need to prove your worth? Expecting too much from yourself will just weigh you down. You also habitually measure up your competition and compare yourself to others in terms of money, career, or relationship success. By doing this, you open yourself to constant disappointment when you don't feel like you measure up to them. You are unhappy because you become unsatisfied with the way your life is going, and jealousy and envy get in your way. You tend to be selfish and constantly criticize others. You are claustrophobic in helping others. What you may not appreciate is that givers are happier than takers, because generously helping others in need contributes to being successful as well as happy. If you criticize other people, you are possibly mirroring your own feelings of inadequacy. You shift your negative self-talk onto somebody else by criticizing their weaknesses. This behavior only produces continual unhappiness for you. You love being in control of others. Your goal is to take control of your life, which is a good thing, but you may like to control others too, which is not a good thing. You strive for perfection, which is why you feel you need to be in control, so that those close to you will also be perfect. But nothing is perfect in this world. You cannot control everybody and everything around you, so you are unhappy and always dealing with conflict. Avoiding unhealthy habits to boost your happiness. Here are some tips for you to bring happiness into your life. Replace negative self-talk with daily positive affirmations. Love and appreciate yourself and others more. Put away the negativity and replace it with positive affirmations. Stay away from toxic people that poison your mental and emotional health. Develop self-confidence by having faith in yourself and your choices. Accept that you are not perfect and you don't have to be. Welcome change because it usually is for the better. Let go of your past mistakes and failures. Learn to move forward and embrace a new beginning and new things without fear, hate, or regrets to have a brighter future. Assess yourself by thinking about what goals you want to achieve. What do you want in life that will make you happy? Don't procrastinate in pursuing your goals as it is your greatest enemy toward happiness in life. Unless you follow up your plan with action, you might regret it later. Reward yourself for the things you accomplish. Recognize your weaknesses and work on them so that you can be stronger, more resilient, patient, and kinder to yourself and others. Don't depend on another person to make you happy. If you do, you will only be disappointed if they don't do what you want and ultimately let you down. No one is responsible for your happiness. Only you are. Practice generosity in helping others. Love and be loved. The happiness you give to others will make you happy in return. If you maintain a healthy, balanced life, it is much easier to find happiness. You will find it all around you. However, if you harbor any of the above bad habits, they will certainly eat into your happiness. Work at eliminating them because happiness should come from within and radiate out to others.